Monday motivation. We try to share some positive stories with you because Lord knows you don't always hear the good stuff that happens out there. Let's go to some sad stuff that had a really awesome response from a community, and that was what happened over this weekend in El Paso, Texas. Obviously a shooting. If you didn't hear about that, we'll talk about that more in Joe's Need to Know News. But blood centers in El Paso were overwhelmed by donations. I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but this is so incredible. Hundreds and hundreds of people stood in the 101 degree heat. It was burning up on Saturday for hours to donate after the El Paso police said they needed blood. It was urgent.
Oh my gosh, that gives me goosebumps thinking about that.
One person said there were angels that came by and they handed out food, water, hats, sunscreen, umbrella. One donor said no one was organized, just random people that picked up some stuff to come to hand it out to those that were waiting. I saw a lot of people were just ordering food, like, hey, here's pizza for everybody. Take one slice and keep it going. So what a tragic thing that happened in El Paso with that shooting at a Walmart. But these people coming together, that's just stuff you got to focus on.
Right.
You got to focus on the good in people and what they can do.
Absolutely.
What do you got today, Liv?
So I have a story about this little five-year-old named Gabe Rodriguez. And when he was 22 months old, so like a little shy of 2 years old, he was diagnosed with leukemia. And it was a cancer of the blood and bone marrow. And so in the 3.5 years that he had cancer, he underwent 22 spinal taps and 14 blood transfusions.
That is insane.
Along with his regularly scheduled chemotherapy.
I just can't even imagine that, Liv.
Right. And so while he was in the hospital, his mom luckily was able to stay with him the entire time. Like, you know, if his dad was at work or whatever. But they said that they would see kids in the hospital who would be going through chemotherapy alone. Because
their
parents would have to be at work to be able to afford all the medical bills and things like that.
Yeah.
So he is now cancer-free. He's 5 years old. He's holding lemonade stands at local baseball games and raising money so he can buy toys and things like iPads and stuff like that to donate to all of these kids in the hospitals who are going through what he went through and who might be a little less fortunate than he is, to just try to like make them happy.
Way to go, Gabe. That's
awesome. How inspiring. Just a little five-year-old.
All right, Liv, thank you so much. Pork Chop, what do you got for Monday motivation?
There's a grocery store in Texas, and it's called H-E-B, and a lady and her two kids were shopping at this H-E-B. The lady works at Concho Valley Home for Girls and Children's Emergency Shelter, so it's kind of, she's like a foster mom, and she was there with the two foster girls.
Okay.
Well, they went shopping for an hour. They got a $160 bill, that much groceries, and they were in line, went to pay with their check. And the lady at the register was like, I'm sorry, we can't accept your check. There's an error on it. So they just did all this shopping. They're standing there like, great, what do? We don't have any other money. So someone behind them was like, I got it. Debit card, boom, $160 paid for it.
How badass is that?
Nice.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, what do I feel like today? Pork Chop's going to take this Monday motivation story and he's going to go try to write a check. And he's like, oh no, I think I did this wrong. Would somebody mind paying for me?
Somebody behind me,
please. Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if you were in a position? I mean, that's a lot of money, but maybe you had like $20. You're like, hey, don't worry, I've got it. Because I think we've been there where our cards get declined or we really don't have the money.
Right.
Or something like that happens. And wouldn't that be so cool if you imagine like that person made their day, like how much stress that just relieved from them.
That happened to me one time.
It did?
Yeah, so my card got declined at a Starbucks and someone behind me ended up paying for my Starbucks. But it's not even like I didn't have the money for it. It's because I was a brand new card. Because I lost my other one and I didn't activate it.
Of course.
But I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
That's livism at its best.
I swear I'm not poor. I just didn't activate it.
Sorry. That's your Monday motivation. We're going to put these all together online and you'll be able to check them out on our station website. Great job, guys. That's some good stuff right there.